Open the meeting, start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment. Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the January board meeting.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Rich, second by Julia. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Now we do have a treasurer's report.
No, we don't.
That's the police department. Looks like a treasurer.
No, no. And he is still sick and.
All right, so the treasurer's report, treasurer's ill, so we'll get a report for 2 months next month. Correspondence, no correspondence. Let's see. Old business, sidewalk and streets project, so. Had a meeting with DOT and LaBerge today to review the TAP award. So the TAP award that we did get is for $2,456,764. It does require a 20% match, so the total project, in order to get the whole 2.4, you know, whatever, the project needs to be $3,071,000, so which they would pay for the $2,456,000, and then we would pay the balance, about $600,000. Also, the $365,000 that DOT promised to do work on Chatham Street, apparently we still have that, according to the DOT guy. That has no match, so that can pay for 100%, we can, for work on Chatham Street at 100%. We can use that, so there's no match involved with that.
And that was $300,000?
$365,000.
Can that be part of that match?
No, because they're both coming from the same place. We asked him that. He said, no, it's our money.
Fair enough.
We can't give you the money to pay for your match.
That's right, gotta ask.
Yeah, they gotta ask. Then the other surprising thing, so there was a big to-do about how come we got the letter in January saying, hey, you know, you got this money, and we never reached out to them to find out, you know, tell them that, you know, we're interested and we're going to do this and blah, blah, blah. So I told him, well, first of all, he was shocked, kind of surprised that we had all the engineering done, because in this type of project, they usually get the money and then engineering is part of the project. So they pay for the engineering. We already did it, so, you know, we're not going to get reimbursed for it because the money's already been spent. It's only what you could spend after you get your award, you know, your everything set up. So I explained to him, I says, what happened is we got this in June, but we also applied for a CBDG grant to do the water line. So we waited till December when those awards were out to decide what we were going to do, which was, you know, last month. And, you know, and then we started talking about how we're doing this and then found out that you guys were looking for us, so we gave you a call. So that's the way it is. Well, evidently, there's a whole litany of things that need to be done. There's some environmental reports that need to be filed. There, some of the drawings and details need to be redone in the DOT something standard because of the grant money. Breakdown has to be done in different tables as to what pot of money that things are coming out of. We talked about splitting the project up and doing, you know, like the perimeter around there and then doing Chatham Street later. And he didn't really think that was a good idea. I mean, we've got 4 years to spend this money.
Both of them.
Right.
Okay.
So, But he said that, he says, before you can even get started, LaBerge has got to come up with a price to us for redoing the drawings in the right format, doing the environmental forms, filing all the stuff that this guy, DOT, needs for the grant. And so they need to give us a proposal for that. Then we need to approve it. And then it has to be sent to them. And they need to approve it. Then they want all the drawings done, redone and everything. Then they want to approve that. He says, when we get that stuff, he says, that could take 3 months to approve.
Oh, geez.
He says, I'm just saying, you guys aren't going to be ready to go to bid until like September. So if you're thinking of just putting a water line off a year so you can do your bonding and get your bonding to flow right, he says you may just want to do the whole project at once and like that, because you're not going to be ready to use any of this. You won't have everything in place to be able to utilize any of this money before the fall. So I says, well, we'll see what happens, because, we got a lot of this stuff. Well, and that's what Ron would say. So, we got a lot of that stuff's already done. If we approve his budget for doing engineering and stuff next month, then we might be able to approve the resolution to go forward in April. And then if it's April, May, and June, we may be able to go to bid like in July. Mm-hmm. Would be best case scenario.
Did you talk to Ron about applying with a WEA grant or something for the water?
No. I didn't talk to him about any, but I mean, if you got other grant stuff for me, then let me know and I'll get with you on that and get the pertinent information. I'll just shoot them an email.
Because if you're shovel ready, those grants are usually fairly easy to get, and they're grants, zero interest loans, low interest loan.
Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, that's where we're at with this at the moment.
Can we do some of the side? Could we break the project and do like some of the sidewalk work that wasn't related to the Chatham Street, for instance, the John, the Quantumeek Street?
Well, Quantumeek would be, well, I suppose we could do Quantumeek, because the sidewalk is not where we're extending the pavement,
right,
the parking, and where the new water main's going to be. So I suppose we could do Quantumeek.
That way we're doing progress.
Yeah, we could do Fairgrounds too, up to, 20 foot from the corner.
Correct.
And we could do John Street, we could do the gas stations, we could do the library.
Can't do any water stuff.
We can't do any, and we don't want to dig up, we don't want to put anything in that we got to take out later either.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want to touch Chatham Street.
Right. But that's something that, we're still going to talk about. Because it's possible. But, again, it depends on when we're going to be able to go to bid. If they come back with all approvals, we may be able to get the bid, in June, say, we may be able to get the bid package out in July, but...
DOT's slow.
Huh?
DOT's slow.
Well, if they don't get done until July or August, then, the bids won't go out until September, and I don't think anybody's going to start a project in September.
No, yeah, next season, by then.
Right. So that's where we're at. But if you've got anything on these, on this WEA grant you're talking about, if you can just,
I'll send you that.
Give me the information on that. I'll forward that over to LaBerge.
Yeah, it's going to be better
LaBerge
than a bond, because we don't even know if the public's going to approve a bond. That's a public hearing.
Well, yeah, you do. I don't think it'll be a problem, though.
I do.
But because the other bond is going to be paid off.
Yeah, but that's what people are looking forward to, that one's almost done. They're not going to be looking forward to taking on another bond. But
well,
that's just my opinion, but...
Yeah, but it's not a big bond.
If we can get grants, it certainly does work better.
Well, you know, you could tell them that, you know, if we take this bond on, we can get all this work done. If we don't take the bond on, we won't. You'll give it, we'll give this $2.5 million back to the state.
No, we could still use the $2.5 million for streets and, you know,
ain't that, the bulk of the money is Chatham Street.
Yeah.
That's new drains, new catch basins, new sidewalks, new curbs, new pavement.
And you still got to come up with $600,000.
Yeah, part of that's got to come out of the, well, if we get the LEIA thing, if that comes out of a different thing, we might be able to use that towards.
Right, something.
I don't know.
What pots they all, EFC has their hand in all those different pots.
But you got to put in, you don't get nothing for nothing.
Right.
So.
I'll give you the WEA information along with Dave Phillips's number. He's kind of the guru in that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often. I think they do twice a year, so I don't know what that sequence is.
All right. Yeah, let me know, and I'll take a look at that.
So you're saying we're not going to do John Street and the library and all that, like you said? You have to.
No, I'm saying we can do it, but there's a 20% match, too.
Yeah. But we're still going to be able to do that other stuff, right?
Yeah.
Just not the whole project.
Right.
At the moment.
Right.
Then we just have to figure out how you're going to match it.
Right. Well, we'll probably have to get a bond to match that, too. Or maybe not. Maybe we can pay for it. I don't know. Depends on what it's worth. But I mean, if it's worth $1 million and you got to come up with 20%, that's $200,000.
Right.
Now, would you get a better price when we put out the bid if we do it all at once or no?
You would.
So that's something to consider, too.
You know, because gear up and breakdown would only have to be done once instead of twice.
Yeah.
So there would be some savings to doing it all at the same time, too.
Except the whole village would be torn apart at once.
Well, that was the other thought, too, is you're kind of breaking that up because you're doing that whole same area, right? And if they're doing John Street,
yep.
You don't want to be doing John Street and Fairgrounds at the same time because you're not going to get to Westbrook.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not going to be much of a savings.
Yeah, they're going to have to
break down plenty of times.
So you're going to have
to
do
section it.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it in phases because
yeah.
You know, when we close Chatham Street, the route of travel is going to be down Walden and over Cornemeek.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to be doing anything on Cornemeek while Chatham Street's being done. You know, so
that's why I'm thinking doing some of the sidewalk work now and getting that out of the way, it's going to just make it easier when you get to Chatham Street.
Well, we'll see how it goes. All right, so that's what I got on that. I sent you all the information on what happened with the CBDG grant.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, they graded everything so that the people that got the grants were people that had health violations. And that was it. So we had no health violations, so we didn't get the grant. Budget workshops. So I don't like those. I'm leaving town actually on the 22nd, so, and I won't be back until April.
The 22nd of February?
22nd of March.
Oh, okay.
The day after the election, I'm going to Florida. And I'm not coming back until the 3rd I'll be here the 3rd for the annual meeting. So I want to get all the budget stuff done ahead of time.
You'll be back the annual meeting, okay.
So I think we ought to do the budget meetings on the 1st, the 8th, and the 15th.
Where are you at?
March.
March, okay. 1st, 8th. And
15. Yeah, let's do them at, I guess, by 6 o'clock, good? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. 1st, 8th, and 16th.
15th.
6 p.m.
Well, the 8th is a board meeting. You guys want to do 6 o'clock on a board meeting night? 6:30? Well, what do you guys need, an hour?
Well, yeah, we'll do 6 o'clock. Probably be done on, you know, usually we only do 2 anyway, so.
Right, the 15th is if needed.
Yeah, so we'll wrap it up and then we'll be good. All right, so. So the water, as you all know, we had a problem over the weekend. So evidently we need to replace the dialer in the pump house that calls out when there's a problem. So what happened is the dialer, all right, so it started out Friday when we had a power failure. And there was a power failure at the pump house, which corrupted the programming in the computer. So after the power failure, the pumps never came back online. So the dialer got corrupted and never called out that there was a problem. So since that point, there was no water going into the tank, so we were just running on gravity until the tank ran down far enough that people started to notice, you know, the water, they had no water, or there was low water pressure. So we went over on Sunday morning, and you know, just had to hit the reset buttons. The pumps come right on, started pumping, and took most of the day to fill the tank back up. So that was an easy fix, and I don't think we had any, you know, real issues with the system. We, you know, but the redialer still is not working.
No, it is.
Oh, it is working.
It is working now. Vontae came on Monday. He did reset it, do a few things, and it's up and running. But we don't know how long it's going to stay that way. And I forwarded to you. And
yeah, I thought it said the memory board was corrupted, though.
He said in the first time they thought maybe some of the memory thing did.
Mm.
I tried to argue with him to get it covered under warranty, but it was a good effort, but it didn't work. Because apparently there's only a 3-year warranty, which is ridiculous, but. Anyway, it's $6,000 to replace it. Right. So you could either wait and see if it's what he did fixed it and how long it lasts, or you could say you want to get another one and I let him know tomorrow. So that's what I was going to bring up, but you already did. So it's up to you guys.
Well, I knew you had all the answers because I could only find one email and I didn't have enough info on there.
You didn't get all the emails?
Well, I did.
Oh.
But I thought they were all under one thing, and I must have got rid of something, and it had to put the money in and how much it was and stuff. But I thought
That was the first one with the attachment.
Yeah, I thought
so
it was
$6,000 for the new dialer unit.
And that's installed, right?
I can go get that so you can look at it if you want.
Well, yeah, I might as well.
Because I didn't review the whole thing. I saw the $6,000 and went off the deep end.
Yeah, it's just another expense for the water
department. Is it
something
that's in stock, or is it something that's going to take 8 months to get?
Good question. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
You know, if it's something that's in stock, I'm more inclined to wait till it breaks. But if it's 8 months to get.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's 8 months, but I don't know if it's in stock or not.
I mean, the auto dialer's nice. I mean, if we did the daily check or something.
Well, that's what we revolved at. I mean, we were paying the guys to come in on the weekends. Right. And, you know, you're paying overtime.
Well, probably a minimum of 3 hours, right?
Well, two or three hours anyway. But it was, you know, I mean, it was 2 hours Saturday, 2 hours Sunday, or 3 hours Saturday, 3 hours Sunday, whatever it was. But it was, you know, I mean, it's every weekend.
Yeah, you can't have a life at that point.
Yeah.
Well, not just that, but I mean, it adds up, and at some point, you know, even if it's $6,000, I mean, over the course of the year, I think it pays for itself.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because, I mean, it, you know, it was working good for a while. I mean, I would get phone calls when things were a problem, and I'd call Pete up and say, what's going on? And usually it was just a chlorinator. That's what the usual default is when it goes in default. It's the chlorinator's, you know, mucked up and stuck. It's hard to read, you know, or just can't read it or something. And let me do that, so. But
one way to clean out the tank, I guess.
What's that?
So that was one way to clean out the tank, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, sucked it right down, I tell you. But I mean,
good
even
news
when
is there's no sediment in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The when it reads zero on the computer, there's still like 15 feet in it. But and it was reading zero, so it was down.
Yeah.
I only have two copies. We'll have to share.
Missy, did it tell you how far out it was or no? Like the part, is it in stock or no?
No, it has to be ordered. But it says that the lead time on that is not usually that bad as of now. But it is working right now. I mean, Tim did come out and put some time into it and reset some stuff and reload it. And, you know, it may work for a while, it may work for a week, nobody knows. But it could have just glitched because of the power going out too, and it could be just fine. Technology's nice until it's not.
Yep.
There's no way of knowing, so. If it goes out, only thing that's going to happen is we're not going to be notified.
Right. That's the problem.
But is it worth spending $6,000 when it may be fixed right now?
Well, is it worth getting all these phone calls on at 7:30 on a Sunday morning?
They did wake me up. But
I mean, that's what this thing's supposed to, you know, alleviate. Every time when there's an issue, it's supposed to tell us so we can...
No, I understand. Yeah. I just think that Tim could have fixed it too.
I don't
He's not a fan of that part. When the system was first being discussed, he told MJ, whatever that company is, that he would rather they go on with the other brand because he tends to have lots of problems with this one, but that company went with this one. So, and yeah, we've had a lot of problems with a couple of their things already, which is discouraging for a system that costs over $100,000.
I don't know. My feeling is we just let get it ride. Done. Hmm? That's what I think. But,
do we have carryover in the water budget at the end of the year, or are we?
You know, sometimes. Depends on how bad things get. You know. I mean, we did put the money from the AARP, the ARP thing there.
True. We had that COVID money.
The COVID money, yeah. We put that in there. So we didn't spend all of it. So, I mean, this still won't bring it up to, it'll just about wipe it out, which means we still have our normal budgeted amount that's still in there.
It's a net zero then.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if it's an accident waiting to happen, I'd just soon get rid of it. That's my thought.
True.
Means. Like so Missy said, we spent $100,000 on this thing, and you know, I want it to work. I don't want to, you know, get another Sunday morning deal where nothing's there, and then we got to go and get it, order the stuff, and
special
then
ordered and
yeah, and then somebody's got to come in and do it. I mean, we'll be without it for a couple of weeks, but nothing because I'm not going to fix it. I'm not going to spend another $1,000 because there's a bill in there. You probably saw it for $880 to to fix the dialer so it works. But now, while it's working, I think we ought to order the parts to get the new one, and then so that he can just do a one-day changeover and we don't go without a dialer. My thought.
I agree.
Okay, do we have a resolution to accept that proposal?
So you want to make that motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the proposal from
Avanti Controls.
Avanti Control.
Second.
Rich and Julia. Surprise.
All right, I'll let them know tomorrow.
Any questions? Further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So when do we set water rates?
We set them at the April meeting.
At
or the next meeting, I mean.
The next meeting?
March meeting.
All right, so send me what all the current water rates are, would you? Matter of fact, you probably should just send them out to everybody, tell them what the current water rates are, and the water rates are going to be up for discussion at the April meeting, or the March meeting.
Yeah.
Well, what, we have 2 more years on the tank pond?
2025.
Yeah, well, yeah, 2025 is the last payment, so we'll be paying. This year's budget will do 2023, next year's budget will do 2024, and the next year, so there's 3 years. Including this year's budget, there's three payments left. So there's probably gonna be at least one overlap payment. But if we can set some money aside for that, you know, if we don't have any problems with the system, we set some money aside for that, we can do that. All right, so anybody have anything they want to discuss before we go on to resolutions? Okay, resolution to appoint Joanne Hart, Lorraine Jarzmala, Maida Boglowski.
Boglowski.
As 2023 election inspectors.
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to pay bills 262 through 292 in the amount of $19,580.09 in the general fund and $3,141.76 in the water fund and $3,513.82 paid outside abstract.
Make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Julia, second by Rich. Questions on the bills? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried. Adjournment's in order.
Motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. We're adjourned.